Wow, we're going all the way to New Zealand to welcome virtually into Author's Corner Regina Stein. She's written a book, Maramar, and it is so powerful. And it's something that I saw that was transformative to me when I spent some time in Sedona, and many of you know about that trip. I've talked about it. So the book is really this tool to let you know, to make people realize you can change your belief system. And we know many of us are carrying around all kinds of things, anger, hurt from something that happened in childhood, whatever it might be. So Regina, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it. And wow, what an undertaking this book must have been for you. How exciting was it? As you told me, you were just trying to get those pages, even if it was one a day, a couple of lines, but you did it. How exciting is it to have it out there?
It is very exciting. It's something that you don't expect. It's unexpected, and you don't really know what to do with it, but you trust. You trust that needs to be written down. It needs to be placed for people to have it.
Yeah, and how important, because, you know, you talk about the angels. You talk about that energy. And when did you know that you felt that and you felt that vibration, the higher vibration?
When I was a child. As a child, I didn't have any toys. Not that I didn't get some. I didn't want any, so that's really strange. So I only had my dogs, had the nature, and yeah, I loved that. And I believe the first time where I really noticed that they were present is when we were moving from Germany, from Australia into Germany. So where I did not know where we were going to, and we were in this big plane, and I was really afraid, and I was talking. It seemed like I was talking to myself, but I had these energy fields around me, and I was saying, am I coming back home? And they were saying, it's going to take a while. And they were saying, giving me this feeling long, really long. It felt like it's drifting away, but then suddenly you're coming back. But I see it as a learning stage. So as a school, that you're entering a new school and you're learning. So, and that's how they left me. So, and then my learning started when I came to Germany, and everything was totally different. And I really needed to rely on these feelings that turned dramatically into something from happy to something disappointing, fear. You had everything taken away. You had no friends, you had no animals, you had no nature. So it was really scary. So, and only your own self and the voices within you. So that this is where I came across. And then I think when I was 9, then I had this contact with spirits. So where I started seeing the future, I saw my grandfather pass away, and it didn't happen, but I thought it was a dream, but it did happen. 6 weeks later, he did pass away. So, and I saw it before I saw all these things, and I felt spirits coming, and I didn't know what it was. I was very afraid of it. So, and all that came into my life ever since young age. So, and I needed to learn to deal with that, which was very hard, I must say, because I didn't have anyone to talk to, whom I can share what I'm experiencing and how to deal with it. You know, when they touch you, or they took over the body, and they didn't harm me in any way. But I didn't understand that they can't harm me till a later age. So it's interesting, because the universe says you cannot get rid of it, because I told them to take it away from me. I don't want it. It's frightening me. And they were saying to me, we can't take it away from you because it's a part of you. And I said, what do I do with it? And I said, you need to deal with it. You need to learn how to deal with it. And that took a long time. So everything happened when I was 35 years old, where I finally really faced the fear and understood that they can't do anything to me because I'm still alive.
And so the brilliance is everything gets lifted. And like I said, there's this sort of higher vibration. And what does that feel like?
It's amazing. It's a place of, you don't feel either way. You don't feel sad. You don't feel angry. It's just so calm and peaceful, and you feel so presented and connected, and you don't have any wishes or desire to do anything. You just want to wallow in that energy, and you just wait till they move you forward. I love the energy, working in the energy, because that's a lot easier living life. As a human being in the physical body, that is so hard because you have to make all your decisions and you have to do it right and you have to think about all the actions that's going to happen and the feedback, what's going to come, you know, from your action that you do and how that outcome is going to be. So it's all frightening. But if you walk with the divine and you follow them and you allow them to guide you, everything falls on its place. You're allowed to feel your fear. That doesn't matter. They say you're allowed to do that, enjoy it as you go along, but, you know, just follow us and you walk through it in ease. And it's so great. It just feels so good. It's fun.
Yeah, I like that. It's fun.
It's fun.
Fun is good. People listening like to hear that word. It's fun. And Maribor is the name of the book. And in putting it together, I mean, it has to, even though it was difficult and having to discipline yourself and make that happen, you made it happen. And now you know, like I said before, you've got it out there. What do you want? And I think we've talked about this, but what do you hope people walk away with as they're working through your book?
To be inspiration, to be themselves, to awaken their own self, to live it. So if somebody's like an example, somebody loves like a young man or young boy loves long hair and is afraid to wear this long hair. When they grow up and they're little and they're growing up, everybody's pointing their fingers on them and telling them how they look like. But to really just allow yourself, no, I want to do this, to grow into who I am and allow yourself to wear this long hair and to carry it with pride because it's a part of you, who you are. So, and not to be ashamed to speak out loudly what you think in love, you know. So, not talking about harm because harm is ego. Everything that is harmony and in caring, that is divine. That is divine. That is pure love. That is power. That is. There's no actually word for it. It's so lovely. So, it fills your heart and fills your space and fills each and everyone around you, and that it's like a domino stone. When you smile at one and spread out that smile, and everyone that you touch with your smile, they connect to somebody else that smiles, and you've got this big smiles all around you. So, and it's being yourself. And if you don't come out being yourself, you can't spread that beautifulness that you've got inside of you hiding in there. So, and we are perfect just the way we are. There's no such thing that we have to do more except to come closer to ourselves and to trust yourself, who you are, and that in believing in your own self. We don't need anyone to believe in ourselves. We need to believe in our own selves and to be who we are and be proud of what we are doing. The book shows that the grammatic is not the perfect, but it's not about the grammatic. It's not about the book. It's about being me, because this is me. This is how I talk. This is how I live. This is how I teach. So, but this is me. This is a part of me, and I use this as my tool. If it works in the physical plan, why shouldn't it work in the book? So, because it's me.
I love that. And again, Maribor is the name of the book. And we're talking about that feeling and giving it up. And, you know, lots of people lately in different ways have talked about being vulnerable, being open, being willing to accept the past and move on and whatnot. And in your book, you talk about that it's the tool.
It's
again.
Dealing with it. Yeah. It's really facing it. And this is what the universe says. You have to face with it. You have to deal with it. So it's facing it. So when it comes up, don't run away from it. Don't ignore it. Don't try to put it on other people and judge people. No, you need to look at your own self and ask yourself, why do you feel the way you do right now? Why are you acting the way you do right now? Where does this come from? How far does it go back? What happened to you to that time and that moment and why you're holding on to it? So you see, it all goes back to yourself.
Wow, such a beautiful sentiment. And I wish for everyone to be able to gravitate that and get that feeling. And that's why they need to get your book, and they can certainly get it on Amazon, because I think it's clear it was a labor of love for you, right?
Absolutely. Mm. It's self-healing, and everybody is able to self-heal its own life, its own thoughts, And thoughts are powerful. They are the ones that are directing and manifesting the life that you are living. So it's nobody's fault. It's your own fault. It's you doing it, nobody else. So we just need to be aware that we're doing it. And we need somebody that tells us that we are doing so.
Wow.
And help you through it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful place to end this. Regina, thanks so much again for joining us on the show. And I hope that everybody picks up the book and they work through it, because it is a game changer. Thank you.
Thanks so much.